This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply. Aviva Health opening a dedicated COVID-19 vaccine site clinic tomorrow at 8 a.m. Kristen Rutledge, now Vice President of Community Health at Aviva. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us about this clinic site.
Yeah, so the new clinic site is actually very close to the site that we have already, but it's just a dedicated site just for COVID-19 vaccinations. It'll be an easier way for people to come in, a little bit better flow, and we'll be able to have more patients come in and allow walk-ins as well.
And give kind of folks an idea of exactly where it's located at.
So it is located at 4221 Northeast Stevens Suite 101. And that is in an old credit union building. So that's right by Costco across the street from our regular building that we have.
So basically in that retail pod of smaller places.
Yes, correct.
Mm-hmm. And what's the advantage of moving it over there versus in the other building?
Allowing more access for patients. So we'll be able to have the walk-ins. It'll also be a little bit easier to find. You won't have to go through the main building. So for this, it's just dedicated to COVID-19 vaccinations. You won't have to try to maneuver your way through to see where you're going.
Now, this comes right as some of the things shifted in terms of ages as well.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, now we can vaccinate adolescents ages 12 to 17, which is really, really great. So we do have some upcoming events for youth on May 22nd and June 12th. We're working with the Douglas ESD to have events specifically for those age groups. And those are on Saturdays.
And otherwise, when will the site be open for vaccinations?
Monday through Friday.
And do people need to get an appointment? How does that work?
We appreciate having appointments. So you can call 541-672-9596 to schedule an appointment. But we're also going to allow walk-ins at that site.
So your role at Aviva and being at Aviva is something new.
Yeah, it is. So I have been there for about 7 weeks now. It's an exciting new position.
So talk about some of the things planned in Aviva's future.
Yeah, so one of the things that we're looking forward to is the mobile units. So we have two mobile units that we will be taking around the county, and that will increase access for people that maybe have issues with transportation or just living out in more rural communities. We'll be able to bring this out to them for help. Healthcare.
And so we're not talking vaccinations here, we're talking regular healthcare.
Regular healthcare, yeah. So regular healthcare vaccinations. We're also expanding reproductive health services to clinics in the county. So you'll be able to get those access to services in Drain, Myrtle Creek, Sutherland, and Glide in the upcoming future.
So have you found that because of so much of the county being very rural, that there are a lot of people that just transportation, getting into Roseburg, having time to get to Roseburg is an issue?
Exactly. So think about if you live in Camas Valley, even if you work in Roseburg, your kids maybe are in school and it's hard to get your kids into services. So if we have the mobile units out there, they'll be able to access healthcare.
Now, Aviva has been, seems like been doing a lot of these things where you're essentially taking care to the people.
Yes, exactly. So with the COVID-19 vaccinations, we've had 9 clinics that have been in outlying communities, and that's what we're looking at is instead of people having to come to us, we want to take the services directly to them. It makes it a lot easier.
Are you seeing that elsewhere in healthcare? I mean, is this something that's happening in other places too?
You see it in other rural communities where they're really looking at what are people having barriers to getting services? Is it hard for them to get there? Is it transportation? Is it time? Is it other things? And the best way to take care of people is to make it easy for them.
And talk, maybe give people, if they're not familiar, what is Aviva?
Aviva is a federally qualified health center. So we actually take a sliding scale fee for people that maybe can't have traditional services or can't afford their health and health care. So we work with that. We also do some public health programs, such as the public health immunizations and reproductive health services.
And how did you get involved in the whole field of healthcare?
Whole field of healthcare. So I started actually at a family practice quite a while ago and fell in love with public health. Got my master's in public health. Worked at, of course, Douglas Public Health Network for quite a while here. Loved working there. I love our community. I love Douglas County. Grew up here and am very committed to the citizens of our community.
Now, obviously, this past year for anybody in public health has been a bit of a stretch.
A long year. Yes, it has been. Yes.
But what do you feel like in terms of the different organizations? And I mean, there's so many events and things that have happened the past year where, you know, it's not one organization, it's two, three more working together.
The greatest thing I think I've seen in this past year is it has been a hard year, but people are... we're talking to each other more. We're more committed to working with each other. We're seeing that it doesn't take just one organization working in a silo. It takes all of us really committed to our citizens.
And again, for the vaccination site that's opening tomorrow, what kinds of things do you have to do today to get ready?
Making sure our computers are working, set up the tables, kind of work out our flow. We have a dedicated team. So we actually have some vaccinators and receptionists that are just working in that clinic. So they'll be really good at their job.
So that opens tomorrow, 8 o'clock, again, right by Costco, the former credit union site. Kristen Rutledge, now Vice President of Community Health for Aviva. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
8:37, Morning Conversation, a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply. This is the Morning Report on News Radio 1240 KQEN.